Okay, so let's begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Someday soon.
Okay, so can we have the roll call, please?
Good evening, Commissioners. I'd like to take the roll call. Commissioner Negrash.
Present.
Commissioner Hurd.
Present.
Commissioner Hartwig.
Present.
Commissioner Main.
Present.
Commissioner Pitts.
Present.
Commissioner Castillo.
Present.
Thank you. Commissioner Montgomery.
Excused.
Thank you.
Okay, do we have a motion to approve the prior minutes?
I'll put that on the table.
A second.
I had a question really quickly on them.
Yes.
That's okay. I know it's minor, but under roll call, it was hard for me to determine if I was considered here or not present, but I definitely was present. I don't know how you're supposed to read that portion of it.
Same confusion.
Yeah, we will make that correction for the final one to be clear that folks were here.
Who was here and who was...
Yeah, and who was excused.
Okay, yes. Thanks.
Excellent. Okay.
Then I'll second with that reservation.
Okay, so all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? And carries unanimously. We have no old or unfinished business. Are there any modifications to the agenda? Okay, hearing none. No?
We do have a few items we'd like to pull out of the consent agenda. Do we need to do that now? Or
you'll do that, when we get to that item.
When we get to consent agenda. All right, thank you.
Okay. We'll just work it when we get there. Okay, so moving on to new business, item A.
Item A is consideration of a resolution authorizing the execution of a disposition and development agreement, otherwise known as a DDA, and adoption of environmental findings and mitigation measures pursuant to CEQA for Phase 5 of Lion Creek Crossing, formerly Coliseum Gardens Hope 6 Revitalization. I'd like Phil Neville to come up and give us a brief report.
Good evening, Commissioners. Phil Neville, Deputy Executive Director. I want to first point out in our audience tonight we have Steve Hoppe from our team, but also we have two esteemed guests. We have Lydia Tan from the Related Companies and Andrew Chu from Ibaldsi, who are interested parties and partners of ours in this event. So we're recommending tonight your consideration and approval of the execution Eric referenced to approve the disposition and development agreement for Lion Creek Crossings Phase 5, and to pass as your own the findings that were passed by the city in relation to CEQA. There's no financial change in the project tonight. You provided gap financing last April. As you may recall, all the public housing units through the Hope 6 program for Coliseum Gardens have been replaced one for one over the other phases. There is no Hope 6 money left. There are no public housing units left to replace. HUD is in September allowed us to change our revitalization plan to substitute the senior housing component, 128 rental units, for the old homeownership piece, which we pretty much abandoned 2 years ago. The disposition and development agreement lays out the terms and conditions under which the partners can develop the property that we own that used to sit under the project itself. It's that phase that sits along the border with the Axville Gospel Church. One of the key things that we have to do with this resolution is have you agree with the city and adopt the findings that there are no significant impacts other than those that would be mitigated, to the area under CEQA. So by approving this action, you're authorizing the executive director to execute the proposed DDA and take all actions necessary to implement.
And that concludes our report, but we're ready for any questions.
Yes, Adi.
Phil, can you talk more about OHA's role in, so if the city is, so for the environmental, if the city is the certifying agency, why do we need to recertify something that the certifying agency is already certifying to, assuming that they've gone through the details of the CEQA report and have read the environmental mitigations more than we have?
Well, under the advice of our council, the city takes the role as the lead agency under CEQA, the California Environmental Quality Act, and we take the role as responsible agency. So there are two separate roles, city being in the lead. And we are required to do this, and if we do that, that helps enable us to develop the site. It's actually an enabling transaction that we do, that we concur in that. And as you see, there were few environmental impacts, and those that were written or addressed were there were mitigations for each one. In other words, there were easy solutions for each one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. With that, I'll move for approval.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further questions? Okay, then all in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you, Commissioners.
Okay, so next item, we're moving to labor negotiations. So if any commissioners have any questions on this, then we will entertain a motion to adjourn to closed session. If there are no questions, then we can skip the closed session. Okay. Then
I move we adjourn to closed session.
I'll second that.
Okay. So we will go to closed session.